Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says country's woman power is rising to aspire, achieve and contribute. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on way back home after concluding successful visit to France and the US. Says India and the USA will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in Indo-Pacific region. CBSE board exams to begin from tomorrow. Mahakumbh in Prayagraj becomes first event in the world with direct participation of over 50 crore people. And 38th National Games conclude in Haldwani, Uttarakhand, Meghalaya to host next games. President Draupadi Murmu has said the country's woman power is rising to aspire, achieve and contribute, addressing the delegates of the 10th International Women's Conference hosted by the Art of Living International Centre in Bengaluru today. President Murmu called upon women to dream big and gather the courage, strength and potential to achieve their dreams.
Our sisters and daughters are moving ahead, holding their heads high. They are making their families, institutions in the country proud. It is not possible to break barriers and challenge stereotypes without mental strength. I urge every woman to gather courage, dream big, and utilize all her strength and potential to achieve her dreams. Every little step that each of you takes towards your goal is a step towards a developed India and developed world.
The president said that mental wellness is fundamental to the ability of any woman to lead a meaningful life.
In today's world, mental health has become one of the most crucial issues facing people of all age groups. Women in particular are at the crossroads of multiple challenges. Sometimes the cultural norms of a society make it difficult for women to speak openly about their emotional well-being. Each of us need to understand that mental wellness is fundamental to the ability of any woman to lead a meaningful life and contribute to the family, society and the world.
President Murmu stated that every human being needs to put in extra effort consciously to promote human values such as compassion, love and unity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his way back home after concluding a substantive and productive visit to France and the US. This was the Prime Minister's first visit to the US after the inauguration of President Trump for a second term. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, as well as regional and global issues of concern. The Prime Minister said India and the USA will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with the US President today, Mr. Modi said India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism and both nations agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और अमेरिका दृढ़ता से साथ खड़े रहे हम सहमत हैं कि सीमा पार आतंकवाद के उन्मूलन के लिए ठोस कार्रवाई आवश्यक है और मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का आभारी हूं उन्होंने 2008 के जिसने भारत में नरसंहार किया उस मुजरिम को अब भारत के हवाले करने का निर्णय किया है भारत की अदालतें उचित कार्रवाई करेंगी.
During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from the 10th to the 12th of February, where he co-chaired the AI Action Summit along with French President Emmanuel Macron. Now we go over live to our correspondent Rajadurai for more updates. Rajadurai, what are the key outcomes of the Prime Minister's visit to France and the US?
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to France and the United States was nothing short of vibrant, energetic and historic, Valsa. From grand welcomes by Indian diaspora to high-stakes bilateral meetings, interaction with top business leaders and powerful speeches by Prime Minister Modi, The visit showcased India's rising global stature and Prime Minister's personal connect with world leaders. The visit to France marked a major milestone in India-France relations. Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron reaffirmed their commitment to expanding cooperation across various sectors. A key highlight was India's participation in the AI Action Summit, where the Prime Minister called for ethical and transparent AI development. The joint development of Scorpion submarines and collaboration in civil nuclear energy for the development of small modular reactors and the advanced modular reactors were the major outcomes. After a highly successful visit to France, Prime Minister proceeded to the United States, where he held extensive discussions with President Donald Trump. Prime Minister Narendra Modi struck a powerful chord with the American audience by drawing a parallel between Viksit Bharat 2047 with Make America Great Again slogan. A major highlight was the launch of US-India Compact Initiative, which focuses on strengthening military partnership, boosting commerce, and accelerating technological collaboration. The two leaders also unveiled Mission 500, aiming to increase the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. Counterterrorism cooperation was also a key focus during the visit. The US reiterated its support for India's stance on cross-border terrorism, particularly in holding the culprits of 2611 Mumbai attacks accountable. Overall, this visit has reaffirmed India's role as a global powerhouse and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ability to captivate and inspire audiences worldwide. Valsa.
Right. Thank you so much, Rajaduraiah, for bringing us all those details. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today held a review meeting with the Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in New Delhi on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in the state. The three new criminal laws are the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. The implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensics in Maharashtra were reviewed in the meeting. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked Maharashtra Chief Minister Fadnavis to implement the three new criminal laws across all commissionerates in the state as soon as possible. A meeting of the United Kisan Morcha Non-Political and Kisan Mazdoor Morcha with the central team led by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi was held in Chandigarh today. 28 farmers, including farmer leaders Jagjit Singh Dalewal and Sarwan Singh Pandher, participated in the meeting. Punjab Agriculture Minister Gurmeet Singh Khudiya and Punjab Cabinet Minister Lalchand Kataruchak also attended the meeting. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will conduct board exams for Class 10th and 12th from tomorrow. The Class 10 exams will conclude on the 18th of March and the Class 12 exams will end on the 4th of April. Over 42 lakh students will appear in these exams from 7,842 examination centres in India and abroad. The exams will be conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Students must bring their CBSE Admit Card 2025 as it is mandatory for entry. All stationery items like pens, pencils, erasers and geometry boxes should be kept in a transparent pouch as per CBSE guidelines. Students can carry a transparent water bottle to stay hydrated during the exam. They have been advised to arrive 30 to 45 minutes before the exam starts to avoid any last-minute rush. Mobile phones, smartwatches and electronic gadgets are not allowed inside the examination hall. Meanwhile, Delhi Metro has introduced a series of measures to ensure smooth and hassle-free travel for students appearing for the exams. Students carrying their CBSE admit cards will be given priority during security checks at metro stations. They will also be prioritized while purchasing tickets. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Government-owned Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited BSNL has registered a profit of 262 crore rupees in the third quarter of 2024-25. This achievement is a testament to the government's commitment to strengthening public enterprises and ensuring robust, affordable and accessible telecom services for all. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that for the first time in 17 years, BSNL has posted a profit on a quarterly basis.
Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited has, in this quarter, for the first time in 17 years, posted a profit on a quarterly basis. The last time that BSNL posted a quarterly profit was in the year 2007. BSNL, in the earnings announced today, has posted a quarterly profit of close to 262 crores.
Now news from Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. The Mahakumbh in Prayagraj has created history by becoming the first event in the world where more than 50 crore people are direct participants. Over 50 crore, 4 lakh devotees have taken a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam so far, with 90 lakh devotees taking the holy dip today till 6 p.m. The Uttar Pradesh government said this participation marks the largest congregation in human history for any religious, cultural or social event. Meanwhile, over 300 sanitation workers today undertook a massive cleanliness drive to create a world record for being the largest ever synchronized river cleaning campaign and raise awareness for cleaning the river Ganga. The cleanliness drive was executed on 3 different ghats simultaneously, the Ram Ghat in Sector 4, the Bharadwaj Ghat in Sector 7 and the Gangeshwar Ghat in Sector 9 of the Mahakumbh. Our correspondent reports that after viewing and verifying the videography of the event, the record will be announced by the Guinness Book of World Records.
This remarkable feat was organized under the guidelines of Mela Authority, adhering to all required procedures for official recognition. According to the officer on special duty, Akanksha Rana, this campaign has raised awareness about maintaining the river's cleanliness and ghats apart from achieving a world record. She added that it also aims to showcase Mahakumbh's unwavering commitment to the conservation of sacred rivers.
मेला प्रशासन और उत्तर प्रदेश सरकार द्वारा यहाँ पे गिनीज वर्ल्ड रिकॉर्ड स्थापित किया जा रहा है जो दुनिया में पहली बार ये रिकॉर्ड बनाया जा रहा है जिसमें 300 सफाई कर्मियों द्वारा मल्टीपल लोकेशंस पे रिवर क्लीनिंग की जा रही है और इस गतिविधि के द्वारा हम सभी को यह संदेश देना चाहते हैं कि आप अपनी नदियों को आपके जितने भी वाटर बॉडीज हैं उनको साफ रखें स्वच्छ रखें उसमें कूड़ा न फेंकें.
Professors from the city-based Motilal Nehru National Institute of Technology and environmentalists were present as eyewitnesses while the entire process was videographed. Representatives from the Guinness Book of World Records will now verify the process. Upon certification, it will mark the largest ever synchronized river cleaning campaign. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 23rd of February. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. The 38th National Games concluded today in Haldwani, Uttarakhand, with a grand closing ceremony that featured spectacular cultural performances, making the event truly memorable. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, the chief guest of the ceremony, congratulated the Uttarakhand government for successfully hosting the Games and praised them as the Green Games. Union Home Minister Amit Shah handed over the National Games flag to Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma. Meghalaya has been declared the host state for the next Games. The third season of the Women's Premier League WPL 2025 got underway in Vadodara today with the opening match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Gujarat Giants at Kotambi Stadium. Put into bat first, Gujarat Giants have set a target of 202 runs before RCB. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says country's woman power is rising to aspire, achieve and contribute. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on way back home after concluding successful visit to France and the US says India and the USA will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in Indo-Pacific region. CBSE board exams to begin from tomorrow. Mahakumbh in Prayagraj becomes first event in the world with direct participation of over 50 crore people. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants set a target of 202 runs for Royal Challengers Bengaluru. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.